Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for August 13th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. MIAX Sapphire, owned by Miami International Holdings, Inc., or MIH, launched its electronic options exchange on August 12, 2024, marking MIAX's fourth U.S. listed options exchange. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, announced that MIAX Sapphire LLC has joined as an OCC participant exchange. With this addition, OCC now provides clearing and settlement services to 21 exchanges and trading platforms for options, futures, and securities lending transactions. The World Federation of Exchanges, or WFE, issued a report titled WFE Data, Trading Value and Volume Surge as Investors Flock to Markets, that showed a rise in investor interest for listed securities in the first half of 2024, with trading values up 11.7% and volumes increasing by 9.6%, despite global economic and geopolitical uncertainties. Global equity market capitalization grew by 5%, driven primarily by the Americas, while APAC's rapid growth slowed and EMEA remained flat. IPOs declined by 24.2%, although the Americas saw a 36.4% increase in IPO numbers, contrasting with declines in APAC and EMEA. Despite fewer IPOs, the average IPO size increased by 18.8%, bolstered by seven unicorn listings, including Pugh Brands and Galarama Group. Exchange-traded derivatives continued their growth, rising 11.6%, though currency options plummeted by 38.2% due to regulatory changes in India. Overall, equity trading and derivatives volumes reached their highest levels in 5 years. For you R-raters out there, and I'm not talking about movies, the Financial Times' Robin Wigglesworth has a commentary in today's paper titled Sky Full of R Stars, with the subheadline Checking In on the Graviton Particle of Economics. Writing for the FT Alphaville column, Wigglesworth discusses the concept of R-star, the neutral interest rate that balances economic growth without triggering inflation or unemployment. Although it's a theoretical construct, R-star is crucial for central banks and investors when determining the appropriateness of monetary policy, he writes. Goldman Sachs' Kevin Daley challenges a Bank of England study that suggested R-star remains near zero due to aging demographics and low productivity. Using market prices and inflation forecasts, Daley finds that global R-star is heavily influenced by U.S. rates, with country-specific variations driven by GDP per capita, inflation, and current account balances, Wigglesworth wrote. The study underscores the impact of economic convergence, lower inflation, and improved external balances in reducing interest rates globally. Despite the importance of local economic conditions, U.S. influence on global R-star remains dominant. Tariq Gurbanovich has transitioned from the role of CEO to strategic advisor of the Sarajevo Stock Exchange, he shared on LinkedIn. Here are some excerpts from FOW that are from in front of its paywall from stories from the last 2 days. CME Group's total return futures, or TRFs, have reached record levels due to rising interest in OTC alternatives with expectations of further growth. Cboe Global Markets has introduced VIX TLT Index to provide real-time tracking of volatility in the U.S. Treasury market. Euronext reported a 12% increase in derivatives trading volume in July, driven by equity and commodity derivatives. Trading Technologies completed its acquisition of Able Noser Solutions, enhancing its trade optimization capabilities. The U.S. rates market experienced a surge in August due to heightened Treasury volatility, leading to record trading activity. The London Metal Exchange, or LME, has scheduled a data center migration and lifted copper suspensions. Eurex expanded its cryptocurrency derivatives with Ethereum futures and options. Lastly, Euronext Clearing and Abaxx Exchange are seen as valuable new players in the European clearing and commodities markets, respectively. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were CME Group Volatility, or CVOL, from CME Group, and From Trading Floors to Family Stories, Dan Sullivan and Michael Rothstein discuss their journey to the opening bell from John Lothian News. Also, traders wary of going back to all-in on stocks way up options from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our OIC coverage. TradeStation's James Putra talks with JLN about options, cryptos, derivatives, AI, and other trading tools at OIC conference. JLN spoke with James Putra, Vice President and Head of Product at TradeStation, at the Options Industry Conference in Asheville, North Carolina. The interview is part of the JLN Industry Leader Series sponsored by the OCC. In the interview, Putra talked about the pressure on the spot crypto market and said that trying to squeeze it into traditional finance is not necessarily better for the individual customer and brings high risk for that customer. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a special message from our friends at barchart.com. Barchart's Grain Merchandising and Technology Conference in Orlando, Florida. This is your chance to connect with industry leaders from around the world, gain invaluable insights, and discover cutting-edge solutions for grain merchandising and origination. With discounted room rates available before, during, and after the event, and exceptional on-site amenities including restaurants, a golf course, pools, and a water park, spots are filling up fast. JLN subscribers also get exclusive access to discounted tickets. View the full agenda and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street's fear gauge spike isn't that surprising in panic markets, Cboe says. Options pros say VIX record jump on August 5th was a head fake. The index's sudden swoon sparks debate over its efficacy. The great volatility spike of 2024 was triggered by a sudden wave of deleveraging on Wall Street rather than a collapse of economic confidence with echoes of the pandemic-era dark days. Now all market signs suggest that calm is set to return to U.S. stocks after the recent mayhem. That, in a nutshell, is the benign message from the owner of the Cboe Volatility Index, which registered its largest intraday jump last Monday in a move dubbed suspect by the former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers. My comment, just standard operating procedure for the VIX. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Russian Navy trained to target sites inside Europe with nuclear-capable missiles. Secret presentation for officers reveals plans for overwhelming strikes in early stages of potential war against NATO. Russia has trained its Navy to target sites deep inside Europe using nuclear-capable missiles in a potential conflict with NATO, according to secret files seen by the Financial Times. Maps of targets as far-flung as the west coast of France and Barrow-in-Furness in the UK are detailed in a presentation for officers that predates the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The FT has previously reported from the same cache of 29 secret Russian military files that Moscow had rehearsed using tactical nuclear weapons in the early stages of a conflict with a major world power. My comment. And you wonder why Europe gets a little nervous. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Tim Walz isn't very rich. Americans disagree on whether that's a good thing. The candidate's finances spur debate on what we value in leaders and how we measure success. People are judging Tim Walz on his net worth, but they don't all come to the same conclusion. The governor of Minnesota and Kamala Harris's Democratic running mate doesn't report having any major investments aside from his pensions. He keeps his finances relatively simple compared with the varied holdings of multi-millionaire opponent J.D. Vance based on each candidate's disclosures to date. Some view Walz's more modest finances as an asset. Though he has more money than the typical American, they say he comes across on his balance sheets as someone you might split the bill for beers with. They also say he can better relate to their own personal financial situation when it comes to policy. My comment. For a political party that is often accused of being filled with the elite, Walz is uncommonly common and un-elite. Weird, isn't it? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top click item Monday was Howard Lutnick's LinkedIn post saying that he hosted Donald Trump at his home last week, along with 130 Trump supporters, raising $15 million. Second was the Bloomberg video, Trump fundraiser aims to raise $10 million, Lutnick says. Third was the LinkedIn post from Jerry Corcoran, chairman and CEO at R.J. O'Brien, talking about, quote, continuous improvement, a core principle at RJO, unquote, and highlighting the value of listening to clients, understanding their needs, and acting on feedback to drive growth. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. China goes to new extreme in crackdown on bond market frenzy. Chinese authorities are going to extraordinary lengths to tighten their grip on the world's third largest government bond market. In a highly unusual move on Friday, regulators told rural banks in China's Jiangxi province not to settle recent purchases of government bonds in order to effectively renege on their market obligations. It was the latest in a string of interventions designed to cool a market rally that sent yields to record lows and stoked official concerns that banks have become too exposed to interest rate risk. Here's a press release from Miami International Holdings. Miami International Holdings announces successful launch of MIAX Sapphire Options Exchange. Miami International Holdings, Inc., or MIH, a technology-driven leader in building and operating regulated financial markets across multiple asset classes and geographies, today announced the successful launch of MIAX Sapphire, its fourth national securities exchange for U.S. multi-listed options, with the rollout of options on its first symbol, IBM. MIAX Sapphire will begin offering trading in additional symbols in multiple phases on a weekly schedule commencing next week and continuing through October 21st, 2024. The launch of MIAX Sapphire Electronic Exchange will be followed by the opening of a physical trading floor in Miami, Florida in 2025. MIAX Sapphire will be the first national securities exchange to establish operations in Miami. This space will include a next-generation trading floor, ancillary office space for MIAX employees and market participants, conference facilities, and broadcast media space. Here's a story from Bloomberg News. The headline, Chinese stock trading plummets in new sign of waning confidence. Share transactions in China shrank to their lowest level in over 4 years as a local bond market rally hit a fever pitch in a weakening economy. Turnover on the Shanghai and Shenzhen bourses fell to a combined 496 billion yuan, that's 69.1 billion U.S. dollars on Monday, the thinnest since May of 2020. That was also the lowest versus China's entire market capitalization since late 2019. As the world's second largest stock market is on track for its fourth consecutive year of losses, an unprecedented housing crisis has further limited investors' options, prompting surging demand for government bonds that has alarmed regulators. While a sharp drop in trading volume often signals pessimism is near a bottom, several such episodes in China in the past few years have preceded panic-driven selling that pushed the market to new lows. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. China's outbound investing quota crunch spurs foreign asset managers to get creative. Soaring demand from Chinese investors for offshore investments has left foreign banks and fund managers scrambling to ration outbound investing quotas despite the recent sell-off in the U.S. and Japanese markets. To cope with the surging appetite, firms using China's Qualified Domestic Institutional Investor, or QDII program, are taking steps to get around the quota crunch. Executives from a foreign bank, fund house, and wealth management unit said. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.